8. Not Yet Explored, July 4th, 2015. Anyone would have to admit it's a neat trick. Immaculata Sexton's knack for mentally slipping the surly bonds of grandfather time to touch the face of eternity. All those Immaculatas that have been and are yet to come, even if she's not quite genuinely unstuck. She's no Billy Pilgrim, true enough, but all the same take a page from her playbook, because it may be we have gotten ahead of ourselves, which is always a danger when attempting to perceive the apparent progression of any series of events as orderly, strung like pearls on a silken thread. In imposing order, it's easy to miss the obvious. Look over your shoulder. Become the wife of Lot. A pillar of salt, enlightened. At 1:54 p.m. EDT, one day after the signalman entered a ranch house near the shore of the Salton Sea, the Mission Operations Center at Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory abruptly lost contact with NASA's interplanetary probe New Horizons. Autopilot switched the craft from its main computer to a backup and placed the probe in safe mode, then began attempts to reestablish communications with Earth. Using the Deep Space Network in California, Madrid, and Canberra, NASA reestablished contact at 3:15 p.m. But a lot can happen in an hour and 21 minutes, especially when you're 3 billion miles away and it takes roughly 9 hours to phone home. At 4 p.m., the New Horizons Anomaly Review Board met to gather information on the problem and initiate a recovery plan. A software glitch was discovered, a timing flaw in the command sequence that would allow the probe's Pluto flyby. While the signalmen and everyone else who'd entered Drew Standish's compound waited out their time in quarantine, while what they found there was removed from the scene and transported via 5 unmarked refrigerated semi-trailer trucks to the USAF facility, most commonly known as Area 51, engineers worked to resolve the problem. In Albany, New York, in the sub-basement of the Erastus Corning Tower, all of this was duly noted, and correlations were quickly drawn between the grisly discovery at Moonlight Ranch and the ailing spacecraft. Nothing escapes the all-seeing gaze of Albany, except, of course, when it does. Vermont in November 1927, for example. Tiddly Palm. And so it goes. We move on to the matter of a secret history. 10 days from its closest approach to Pluto, New Horizons passed less than 100 miles from what might, for the sake of convenience, be described as a cloud, 1,000 times denser than the hard vacuum surrounding it and as wide as the Mediterranean Sea. It squatted in the path of the probe. Deep inside its heart, electrical impulses raced along an intricate maze of hydrocarbon dendrites and axons, relaying detailed observations of New Horizons, building a profile of this strange visitor from the inner solar system. Without eyes, it saw. Without hands, it touched. Launched 10 millennia ago from a dwarf planet far beyond the orbit of Pluto, the cloud has waited patiently for this encounter. Here, in this moment, is its purpose fulfilled. The cloud is a voyager, too. In 1933, both James Whale and Edgar Rice Burroughs dreamt of the cloud. In 1945, an actor who'd once played a hero determined to rescue an imperiled alien princess also dreamt of it. A few months later, it was the last thing on his mind before he died of a heart attack. In 1971, three astronomers at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, all engaged in a search for a hypothesized Planet X, repeatedly suffered nightmares of a cloud from deep space that swallowed the world. Writing in his private journal, one of these men referred to the monstrous cloud as Jormungandr. In 2009, Drew Standish turned a page in an ancient, wicked book. We will say that a book can be wicked, and read a description of the cloud penned 3.5 centuries before the birth of Christ. The book named the cloud, though it's a name that Standish has never dared to speak out loud. He knows the cloud is a harbinger. He knows the cloud is an angel with a golden trumpet. He knows the cloud guards the gates of Eden. 6 years later, it sent a message that briefly shut down New Horizons, and 1 billion miles farther out than Pluto, buzzing fungal things in black towers hunched over their own machines, receiving and analyzing everything the cloud saw. What rough beast, indeed. These things happen. And these. And these.